You're listening to SBS News.
Every year, Washington's journalists hold a gala dinner where the President of the United States is the guest of honor and gets to answer back to the writers and broadcasters who've spent the previous year giving him a hard time. President Joe Biden is the first president to accept the invitation since President Obama.
This is the first time the president attended this dinner in 6 years. It's understandable. We had a horrible plague followed by 2 years of COVID.
The previous occupant of the White House, Donald Trump, shunned the event while he was in office. He was on the receiving end of several barbed comments, including one referencing the January the 6th insurrection at the Capitol building.
Just imagine if my predecessor came to this dinner this year. Now that would really have been a real coup if that occurred.
The president took the opportunity to show his sense of humor, making light of the criticism he's faced in his 15 months in office. As well as taking aim at his predecessor, he also targeted the Republican Party and the members of the press.
I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have.
The president also took a jab at Fox News, the broadcasting home of a number of anti-vaccination commentators.
I know there are questions about whether we should gather here tonight because of COVID. Well, we're here to show the country that we're getting through this pandemic. Plus, everyone had to prove they were fully vaccinated and boosted. So if you're at home watching this and you're wondering how to do that, just contact your favorite Fox News reporter. They're all here, vaccinated and boosted, all of them.
The event was hosted by South African comedian Trevor Noah, the host of The Daily Show, a satirical comedy program on US TV. He singled out Australian reporter Jonathan Swan, who's gained a reputation for managing to obtain interviews that other reporters have failed to get. Noah also revealed a talent for the Australian accent.
People are always asking, how does Jonathan Swan get these politicians to open up to him? I'll tell you how. It's the Australian accent. Yeah, American journalists sound too aggressive. What did you do with the money? An interview with Jonathan Swan is like being interrogated by a koala bear. But Senator McConnell, don't you think it's strange that you and the devil have never been seen in the same place at the same time?
But while journalism may be one of Trevor Noah's favourite targets on his TV show, he ended the evening with strong support for the industry.
And if you ever begin to doubt your responsibilities, if you ever begin to doubt how meaningful it is, look no further than what's happening in Ukraine. Look at what's happening there. Journalists are risking and even losing their lives to show the world what's really happening. You realize how amazing it is. Like, in America, you have the right to seek the truth and speak the truth, even if it makes people in power uncomfortable, even if it makes your viewers or your readers uncomfortable. You understand how amazing that is? I stood here tonight and I made fun of the President of the United States, and I'm gonna be fine. I'm gonna be fine, right?
He says journalism is one of the most important roles in the world. Alan Lee, SBS News.